Firm chat. Appreciate you watching there. By the way, briefly, you guys got to see me during the break, which was actually, I can show you, I was gambling. I was. You guys guessed it in the chat, Tom. People guessed what I was doing on my cell phone. I guess it was briefly still up while we were in commercial. And the fine folks were warning me not to do anything crazy. What was I going to do? I'm in a studio. I had my prep over here. I've got liners and things that I got to read, just so you know. Here, I'll show you. There you go. I got my little trapper keeper of notes that I got to grab.
Your Walker Bueller?
Yeah, that's right. All right here. And make sure I get my reads in, and I thank my collaborators, advertisers, and the like the fine folks in the Heisen Legal Law Firm chat, which I'll get to momentarily. And so, I had a little time, and I placed a few bets. And you guys are always asking me about these bets with golf, in particular, Scottish Open, getting underway bright and early, Tom, tomorrow morning, buddy. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why. Normally, the week before a major, I'm a little reticent to get after certain bets because I don't know where people's heads are at before they go off to play in a major, but that's not the case this week. I got a ton of them. I've got top European, Tommy Fleetwood, top five finish, Tommy Fleetwood. I got top Dane, Nicolai Hogard, top 20 finish, Nicolai Hogard, top 10, Victor Hovland, top 10, top five, Tommy Fleetwood. Can you guys tell I'm big on Tommy Fleetwood? Feel pretty good about Tommy Fleetwood. By the way, this is a PGA Tour event. He's never won a PGA Tour event. He's won 7 DP World Tour events, and he's won internationally all over the place because he's really good, just for whatever reason. Got a number of top 2 finishes in the on the PGA Tour. But if he goes ahead and wins this one, buddy, he would get credit as a PGA Tour event. And so maybe he cracks through here. I got a couple of good feelings about Thomas Dietrich to finish in the top 20. I got a little bit of Aaron Rye in the top 20. Not surprised there. I'm sure most of you kind of maybe found something similar. And then I also have, just because you guys are always asking, Bezuidenhout to finish and make the cut in the top 20 as well. And Ann McIntyre. And then, of course, if you're not worried about getting great odds, well, this is a really good tournament for Xander Schauffele. Who basically came out yesterday admitted that, yeah, please don't choose me for the Ryder Cup. He didn't say that, but he might as well have. Jeez, Xander. Yeah. What's with people not understanding the mic is live? You're having a real conversation. I know Brently Romine. I know him. I've met him. I've talked to him. We've interviewed him millions of times on the golf show. He's a real person. You have to recognize he works for the Golf Channel. You can't just be, well, you know, we go to these dinners. I don't want to do that. Like, oh, you are just confirming everything the Europeans have said about our team for 16 years.
That is correct. The Euros don't want to do the dinners as much either. But yes, Xander's like, just leave me alone. You know what? Just let us play golf. You know what? Just don't even send me. Yeah. I like that. You know, that's a better idea. You know, originally I thought maybe I go, but I don't do public events. You know, so we could just show up and go play. And then if we win, it's fun. But if we lose, it's not very fun. But
he complained about the team photo. He complained. Well, it was ridiculous.
This is what golfers do. Did you see what Rory did? How he was commenting about that fateful Sunday a few weeks ago when he stormed off the property?
No, I didn't see that. I heard he said it was a great day until it wasn't. That's all I heard.
He found a way to blame Cantlay for the missed two-footer on 16. He said he couldn't help himself. He said, well, obviously I missed my birdie putt. I thought it was going to make it. It ran about an extra foot by. Yes, so it went to 2.5 feet. You're correct. It did run 2.5 feet by. And then Patrick lined up his putt. And obviously, you know, he can take his time. And then so after that, you know, I lined it up and I missed. So you're going to blame that Patrick Cantlay took too long.
Well,
come on, man. Like, yes, he's a human rain delay. It's a 2.5 footer, Rory. He's not.
Oh, no, he shouldn't do it. Yeah,
that is so soft. I'm so tired of the softness.
Yeah, that's awful. But that's every golfer, man. That's the problem. You said it right before. Trey complains about golfers, and he coaches them and has made a living in the sport forever. He's like, man, no golfer blames himself for anything. It's embarrassing. Happens all the time. He's like, they always find something. The wind, an ant, you name it. There's always somebody else's fault. And yeah, not good. And you can hate Patrick Cantlay, and apparently everybody on tour does. I mean, Brooks is used to complain about Patrick Cantlay daily. It's not surprising. It is sad. I agree with you. It is sad.
I need to stand on the tee box for 15 minutes versus I miss my 2 foot. Could you imagine if we're out there at Capitol and I've got a 1 foot putt and I miss it? I'm like, well, what, you know, you took forever on your par putt, Jeff.
Well, I would laugh at you.
How soft is that? Get the hell out.
I feel like, man, there are drinks in the car. Shut the hell up. Let's go.
It's a one footer, Tom. It's a one footer. I could have done the worm.
Just dance around the hole the whole time you're getting ready to putt.
It's a one footer. Make the putt.
Make the putt. Stop being an ass. That would have been awesome. Heisen Legal Law Firm, dedicated to representing injured clients statewide. If you've been in an accident, call Heisen Legal Law Firm at 813-803-0733 for free consultation. No cost to you unless they win. Your interests come first with Heisen Legal Law Firm. Name that you can trust for justice. That's Heisen Legal Law Firm. Check them out, 813-803-0733. Visit HeisenLegalLawFirm.com. Your advocate in times of need. Offices, Tampa. See how serious those women are? Very serious. They're surveying that paperwork. They're finding holes in the case. Cracks in the case right there. It's right there, paragraph 3, Susan. Take a look at this right here. We got a natural shot right as they were solving the case. Or finding the weaknesses in the argument. Saw we're on the Always Reliable Twitter that, or X as it's known now for whatever reason, that Clemson will be joining the Big Ten in about an hour, which we'll have to wait and see how that impacts us. Of course, I don't believe that. And it's fun to watch from a distance as people kind of go, oh, what? This is crazy.
You know what I need to do, really? Because we're in the era of the eyeballs emoji. I just need to get one that I could put on the screen for us just at any time and be like eyeballs, like a fire emoji, and then the null sign. So I could just flash that up and maybe it would make the boards. Like, oh, Jeff's sending us bat signals. It's happened. He put the emojis up on the board.
I have sent bat signals before. You guys have always been very smart. If you're a regular listener and you learn the cadence, you get the sense of humor over time, some of the sarcasm, some of the absurdities. And then when I'm serious and when I'm not serious and everything in between, those of you who have kind of figured it out over the years have been able to decipher when I am saying something without saying something. Cause I'll run into somebody like, you remember that day you were talking about da da da? I knew you were saying we were about to fire sorry ass so-and-so. I could tell. And there have been moments where I went, you were right. Yes, that's correct. Other times people read into something. I'm like, no, that wasn't the intention at all. I was not saying anything. I was literally just being absurd. I was not saying that at all. Okay. Do we want to hear from Elijah?
So what are you saying now? No, what are you saying now? Are you hinting that this is imminent? Are we going to the SEC? People want to know.
Oh, look at how cool that'll be. Not subtle in the slightest. I like it. We've added it to the repertoire. Yeah, let's go. I want, you know, it's always been my opinion that when it all shakes out, we'll end up in the SEC. There it is, Tom. Well played. Now that video will go viral with the giant eyes emoji and it'll be perfect. Save it for when I really am sending a message and then just like have it blinking on the screen. Yeah, just like that. There you go. You have the ability to do that. It's a good bat signal. Let's hear from Elijah Moore. We prefaced this some time ago, and we should probably at least play the audio at some point from Elijah, who, by the way, talking about Keon and Johnny and their production influencing his choice. I would assume that that's big receiver type mentality, right? Big receiver. Let's say, yeah, this is, they're making it happen over there at Florida State. Here is Elijah Moore.
That was a big part of my reasoning for picking up SU as far as offense and like seeing how their receiver style played with me being a bigger receiver. having two guys on Florida State that are thriving, that are my size and above, it kind of helped inspire me and open up a galleyway for me. You know what I'm saying? So with them going to the draft, I'm another big receiver coming in, and probably one of the biggest we have right now. So I had a big role to fill, and I could take that spot and make it mine. So they were a big inspiration for me, seeing them be successful, getting first-round draft picks, thriving in the offense with the running game and the passing game. So that's exciting for me to see. Be able for Coach Novell to be able to do that with big receivers is changing the game. So,
besides those guys, are there other receivers you watch and you like and kind of see yourself playing in a similar style?
Yeah, I like to watch big receivers too, but I also like to watch like route runners. So like somebody from my area is like Stephon Diggs. I like to watch Justin Jefferson. I like to watch Devontae Adams, even Keenan Allen. Like I like route running a lot, so I try to incorporate that in my game, because being a big receiver, everybody expects you to just be tall, lanky, jump ball. So I got to throw something in my game that makes me different from everybody else.
I guess you really got to be a dog to want to play receiver here, because there's like 20 of you guys on scholarship. So do you embrace the fact that you're going to have to be dialed in to every rep you get because it's going to be so few and far in between, or can you not think that way and will that jam you up and not let you play the best you can?
It sounds crazy, but that's exactly where I want to be. I want to be able to be pushed. I want to be able to have to work to get somewhere. I don't want anything to be handed to me. I feel like I'll get my best self if I have to work for my spot, pay attention to every rep, mental reps, outside of just being on the field, playbook when I go home, outside of meetings, and it helped me be a better self for real. So I like that, the pushing the edge in the room.
Zach on Zoom.
Hey, Elijah. What kind of impact do you think you can have within this offense in year one?
I feel like I can help the offense very much, because I feel like I'm bringing that big receiver back with us losing Johnny and Keon. We got a couple guys, but as far as like height-wise goes, I'm one of the tallest, so I want to make that known to college football that I'm another big receiver that's coming in to take over the game with Mike Novell's offense. We can run, throw, pass. We got Malik, we got Ja'Kai, we got Wheezy, we got these fast guys, we got speed. That's one thing we don't have to question. So if I can hop in there with the speed and the height and the catching ability, the route running, I feel like that go for a championship.
Logan?
Elijah, you're already coming in with some good size here, but you're listed at 6'4", 200. Is there any plan for Coach Torrens with you to work on your body, any add weight, anything of that nature?
Yeah, so I'm on gain train right now. I told him I want my weight to be, like, super high. He was like, you know, it goes gradually. You're going to learn. It's going to come, you know, with college. You're going to go into your body. So we're shooting for, like, 215 right now for camp. Our goal is 220, but, you know, he wanted me to be a fast 215. So right now I'm at 207. I came in at 197. So we're moving pretty fast, but the main thing is running on my form and making sure I'm moving good at that weight, you know what I'm saying, not just bulking up, being able to still be smooth in my routes, still be able to get out in and out my breaks. So that's the main focus for these college DBs, being fast and big, both together.
Have you had a chance to run routes at all, like on your informal stuff with any of the corners of the DBs, and what's that been like? Do they challenge you as a freshman, or kind of what's that been like?
Yeah, so they always, when my first day came in, you know, they were kind of nice guy to me, you know, saying make sure I know how to do everything, but I made sure to let them know, like, look, I was like, I'm coming in with the mindset I want to play my first year. So when we in practice, I don't need everything from you guys. Like, I talked to AZ, I talked to C2. Like, I told them guys, like, I need you guys to push me, like, because I want to dominate these other cornerbacks that we go against in the ACC and the SEC. So it's fun playing with them. I like being pushed. It brings the best out of me. So, like, I embrace that. It's like just now where I was coming from, we did a little bit of releases after weight training. You know, we get releases here and there. We go with DJ, we go throw. Corner Max might be out there. We get a little bit of one-on-ones, a little bit of soft reps. It's really good for me. I think it's going to help me push me for the season.
I was going to ask you about DJ and the other quarterbacks. You know, obviously everybody talks about DJ's deep ball. Yeah. But what have you seen from him and the quarterbacks since you've been?
I've seen a lot from DJ. I actually watched DJ all through high school and college. He actually played my high school when I was in eighth grade. So I've been watching DJ for a long time, but I've just seen like him develop like throughout college football, and like being able to play with him is crazy to me, because I remember being in middle school watching him play high school. So now that I'm catching passes from him, it's like I can't mess up either, you know what I'm saying? But like I think he's very talented, especially with his throw on the run and the ability to really get the ball downfield. Like with us having a lot of speed, and like me being a bigger receiver, I feel like we can take advantage of that, and like we can help DJ out as far as receiver-wise, you know, making him look, you know what I'm saying?
How refined is that kid? Good Lord. He speaks as if he's 25, 26 years old and not just entering into college for the first time. That's Elijah Moore. He's 6'4", 207 pounds, according to him right now, already having added, what, 10 pounds, I think he said, since he's arrived. He's a quick study. He's got a good body type, not just because of the height and the length. He's a thicker kid, Tom. I think there's a chance that you see some things from him this season. And a lot of times I would certainly not put that weight or burden on a wide receiver in their freshman year. But some guys, as the kids say, are built different. And he looks a little different than most that come in here. We've seen that before. It's not unheard of at the skill positions. You see it sometimes at running back. You see it sometimes at wide receiver. You see it sometimes at defensive back and safety. There are kids who have the muscle mass and muscle density to go along with the acumen. They can be quick learners and hard workers, and you can find them on the field contributing their freshman season, their true freshman season. Sometimes in, you know, week two, week three, week four, all of a sudden you're starting to see them available for 10 to 15 snaps a game. So, you know, it might be that he does that. They need somebody else to emerge at wide receiver. We think Benson's going to be great or very good, dependable. He's a fast receiver. I think Hakeem will be better than what people think they saw during spring. But you could use another big receiver here, and Lord knows Elijah Moore might fit that bill at 6'4 and talented, and he oozes confidence too. I think in a good way. I mean it as in a listen, if you're an elite college football player at Florida State, Clemson, Georgia, Alabama, wherever, any place that aspires to win national titles, conference titles, make the playoff, you have to have a lot of confidence. You wouldn't be here. So he's got just the right amount of self-assuredness along with a sort of a humbleness and willing to work is what it sounds like.
Yeah, agreed on all fronts. Again, this is why, you know, when I see some of these interviews, and some of it is because of the gig, right? So we'll produce some of these interviews when kids come on campus for official visits or unofficial visits, junior days. And sometimes they catch your ear. It's not even your eye. They just catch your ear like, oh, man, that kid sounds like he's 16 going on 30. You know, he's ready for the business that is to come before him. And it really is. And it was a business before NIL. I don't want to get that twisted. Now, the money is different. The bank accounts look different, and it's more robust in that regard. But, man, you were working a full-time job, and then playing football is a full-time job. You didn't have a life, so you needed to be well-adjusted to be a part of this program, certainly under Mike Norvell, before NIL even existed. But you hear that, and then you see the huddle, and you go, oh, I see. All right. Mm-hmm. So this kid can play at such a high level that Ohio State has been on him and on him and on him and does not want to lose him. And we're able to pluck him away from a first-round wide receiver factory like Ohio State. He sounds just like Mike Norvell in terms of preparation, details, willingness to work. Man, this has a real chance because I don't see what doesn't fit at Florida State. He's got the athleticism to play here. He's got the mindset to play for the head coach here. That's why my expectations personally for this true freshman are higher, because we have a need at the position, especially with his body type, and he fits all the other, he checks all the other boxes, and it's not having to wait 2 years to be 325 pounds to be able to handle an ACC/SEC type defensive interior rush as a guard. This is a position that you can make an instant impact.
Every player that comes in with high expectations or immense talent, so maybe a kid doesn't come in with high expectations, maybe they got overlooked to some degree, maybe they were recruited just as an athlete, nobody was really sure what they could be. When they come in, I'm looking very quickly for a few things. Obviously, the skill set. We're looking to see where they can fit in and how quickly they can play. But I'm also always looking for how they handle coaching and how they handle hard coaching. Mike Norvell is insistent that you have to be able to handle at times what teeters on not abuse. I would never say abuse. I mean, football is an emotional and violent game, so it's going to be emotional and violent. Both in language and in physicality, whether that's how you play the game or how you teach the game. There are those that take a different approach, but by and large, it is a volatile sport. And so your ability to handle that hard coaching and welcome that hard coaching is always something I'm looking for. Elevate that even more when you play the position that the head coach played. I need to know, because that guy doesn't miss anything. He's not going to miss the mistake you made in depth on that route. He's not going to miss that you've got the ball in the wrong hand after the catch, in which sideline you're on. He's not going to miss the footwork or lack thereof and the precise or lack thereofness of the route. So when I hear a kid like that who's mature beyond his years and talks about wanting to get better, bigger, stronger, all of it, tells me that he's going to handle that kind of hard coaching well. And every player that's come through here that's handled it well, that either let it roll off his back or at least listened to the important parts of what was being, conveyed to them. Well, I think constructive criticism is important, and you have to be able to handle it. Not everybody is emotionally capable of it. Not everybody's used to it. We've seen some kids come through here that didn't handle it well. And after about four or five moments in practice of them not handling it, I began to get concerned. I began to think a little bit about, will this work out? Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. The ones who handle it very well early on, early and often, embrace it, smile even, learn from it, handle it, make the adjustment, move on, they're the ones who get on the field. I can't make any promises. I got to go to practice and watch this kid play. We'll see what happens when the pads come on. But it seems an awful lot like a young man who's equipped to do all of those things, which is really exciting. Jeff Cameron Show, 93.3 Real Talk Radio, War Chant TV. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds. I don't know if you've heard of them or not. I have a pair, and actually, I use them every morning when I walk my two dogs. Now, this was brought to my attention, admittedly, as an advertiser in the pod, and they said, hey, try these out. They're just as good as any other model on the market. So a lot of you heard of other earbuds, if you will. I thought, why not? Sounds good to me. I'm a music guy. I'm a podcast guy. I'll give them a go. Awesome. They're better, and they're really easy to use. And I'll tell you something else. The way they fit in your ear, there's probably a better way of me saying this, but they're perfect. They're comfortable. I've had a problem with that in the past. Right now is the time. There's no better time, in fact, to get this upgraded model, this perfect model from Raycon's Everyday Earbuds. They're unbelievable. Go to buyraycon.com/Jeff Cameron today to get 15% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 15% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/Jeff Cameron. buyraycon.com/Jeff Cameron. Got to give credit to our friends at Garnet and Gold. You've seen between the breaks here, if you're watching on War Chant TV, they're celebrating their 45th anniversary, the only locally owned FSU retail shop in Tallahassee. And they're our exclusive FSU apparel provider and partner. I have gone to the renovated Pensacola Street store. JB, you're in the chat right now. I met you over there. You walked out of that store with hundreds of dollars worth of gear, because that's what James B does. Anyhow, yeah, it's a great place. It's also littered with kick-ass gear. I can't go in that store if I'm not prepared to really open up the wallet, Tom. Not because it's expensive. You can get reasonably priced, beautiful gear at Garnet and Gold, but I can't. I go in there and I get after it. Can't help it. Now, it also helps that we have a nice deal and I'm a celebrity. But others... Oh man, you stock up. It's amazing.
I'm looking forward to getting down in about 3 weeks' time to go do the fall refresh, because that's when the coaches' polos are out, the new gear, the sideline gear for the season is out. I love the new designs. Under Mike Norvell, the designs have been pretty good. The head coaches do have some say, And I do like the gear that they've rolled out the last couple of years. So I'm looking forward to the 2024 release. That's coming soon. And coming soon as well for War Chant subscribers is War Chant Days with Garnet and Gold. That continues, obviously, because we're announcing an extended partnership with Garnet and Gold. They've been our partners for a long time. But 25% off headwear is coming for you warchant.com subscribers. Nice. Out there. We will give you more information as we get closer to the day.
So a tradition continues, Tom. I did it during the break. I mentioned earlier in the show when the camera was on me that I was making wagers for the Scottish Open. After doing some research this morning, I didn't have time to put those wagers in until I got here at work in the commercial break. But I just did it again during the commercial break. And in order to honor it, what is now a time-honored tradition, I went ahead and took out a little bit of early pizza money on Utah to win the Big 12. I'm going to follow it up, I think, by going with either Kansas State to finish second and or Arizona. Sneaky Arizona turning it around. And then maybe further down the list there, a little Oklahoma State, which every year finds ways under Gundy to win more games than it seems like they should. For those that don't know, this is the Big 12, the modern Big 12. Here we are. Here we are. K-State, Utah, Oklahoma State, Arizona, Iowa State, West Virginia, TCU, Kansas, Texas Tech, UCF, Baylor, BYU, Colorado, Cincinnati, Houston, Arizona State. It's been a minute, right? You got to refresh your memory of who's in what freaking conference. Oh, yeah, they're not independent anymore. They're in the Big 12. Oh, they're not in the Big 10 anymore. They're not in the Pac-12 anymore. Pac-12 doesn't exist. It's the Pac-2. Where'd they go? That's right, the Big 12. They did. Where those other teams go? They went to the Big 10. The ones who couldn't get in went to the Big 12. And thus the fear that every Florida State fan has and is immediately, I think, driven to some form of fear and or anxiety is the first time anybody with any seeming connection whatsoever to conference realignment says on Twitter that we're off to the Big 12. Immediately everybody goes, no, what is this nonsense? It cannot be. Well, it won't be. Don't do that. Stop being, beholden. Stop being tethered to the bastion of nonsense that is X. We're not going to the Big 12. Unless they give us $1 billion a year, and then I would happily join the Big 12. We'll outspend all you sons of bitches and dominate proudly for the Big 12 with our Big 12 shirts and ugly hats, and we'll fly to places like Tulsa and say it sucks here, but we're here, and let's go kick ass in the name of the Big 12 with our billions of dollars. I'm just talking about landing spots to drive to the other Big 12 schools, not the Tulsa. Yeah,
I'm kind of fired up to join the Big 12 now. I don't know.
with that annual payout, let's bring it on, everybody. Hell, I'll join the Mountain West for the right amount of cash. I could be bought and paid for. A lot of beautiful locales in the Mountain West.
That'd be kind of cool. I mean, you know, you'd have to. I wish they could break apart. This is something that Chip Kelly was talking about before he ran for the Hills from UCLA. But I wish you could break away and just do football in a conference that would take you all over the country and then save your athletic department money by going regional and all other sports. Maybe that's where we're going after this period of growth and decline into the Power 2, and then they're going to siphon things off. Maybe they'll re-regionalize it after that point. But, man, if like on the Mountain West – some of those locations that you could go to catch a ball game and the weather. Oh, that would be.
Oh, buddy.
Phenomenal.
Go see a game at Air Force. It's breathtaking. Mountains in the backdrop. Eagle comes flying. I mean, yeah, man. Wouldn't suck. It would be a lot of fun. There's a lot of that stuff, but no, obviously we're not. I don't think headed to the Big 12 anytime soon. And, it was funny. I glanced during the break in the chat. I already had a talking point about this just because I had seen the same whatever it was on Twitter earlier in the day. There is a path where I'm not saying we should join the Big 12 ever, but if the Big 12, because their president, by the way, did you watch their president speak yesterday? No, stop that, Tom. You're going to have people believing we're joining the Big 12. Did you watch their president yesterday?
No, because he'll never be our president.
No. Well, what I'm telling you is their president acts the way a president should act, even when they're second fiddle. Their president of that conference stands upright and tall and is bold and will say, we're going to be very aggressive and we're open for business. And that lays out a plan. He's not just like spewing rhetoric. It makes sense, right? And so this guy has been aggressive. He's followed that path. He has said, well, we're kind of screwed, but we can't stand here and take it. We got to do something about it. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pluck that team right there. I'm going to pluck that team right there. We're going to pluck that team right there. We're going to find some future markets that may behoove us for TV deals. Let's grab that team right there. They're in a big city. Let's grab them. They kind of got a name. Let's grab them over there because they're not in the Big Ten or the SEC, and we got to fight. We got to fight for everything. Meanwhile, our commissioner, half weepy-eyed, sitting up at the dais talking about neighborhood trash collection. This is they couldn't be more polar opposite. Got to stop that. It was interesting to watch him. I don't want to go to the Big 12. We're not going to the Big 12. But if the Big 12 grabbed Florida State, North Carolina, Virginia, Clemson, Miami, and said, here's a huge deal, you'd have a weighty look at that. Look at that. Look at that pathetic ass. I'm scared. I don't know what to say. I'm just staring off in the distance. The guy from the CW is not here, and he said he'd be here. I look even more foolish than I did 5 minutes ago, if that's possible. There you go. That's Jim Phillips. I'm weighted down by the impossible. I have no vision. Make it end. Please make it all end.
He's Rorschach. Rorschach in the snow.
Do it! I'm just juxtaposing the two is all I'm saying. I watched that yesterday. I went, that guy works out. He believes in himself. He believes in the Big 12. He believes he may be wrong. They may not have a chance in hell to do a thing. They may get just as screwed as everybody else by the Big 2, meaning the Big 10 and the SEC. But he's not going down. He's not going meekly. He is not giving in to that to the night. There's none of it. He's like, no. It's impressive. I was just like, okay, well, that's good for you, buddy. Good for you. It's Jeff Cameron Show, 93.3 Real Talk Radio, War Chant TV.
Attention, Florida. Are you a victim of an auto accident? We introduce our live chat sponsor, Heisen Leica Law Firm, dedicated to representing injured clients statewide. If you've been in an accident, call Heisen Leica Law Firm at 813-803-0733 for a free consultation. Remember, there's no cost to you unless they win. Your interests come first with Heisen Leica Law Firm, the name you can trust for justice. Call 813-803-0733 now or visit HeisenLeicaLawFirm.com. Heisen Leica Law Firm, your advocate in times of need.
Seen and found smoke coming from a single-story house, they discovered a fire in the attic. All occupants had safely evacuated the home before TFD arrived. No injuries were reported at the scene. This is Rachel and A with Real Talk, 93.3 Local News Update, brought to you by Macklemore Systems, Tallahassee's go-to Mac store. Check them out online at MacklemoreSystems.com.
I suppose I could tell you about Factor's chef-prepared meals, well-crafted, calorie-smart, protein-plus. You can get keto, all the other things. Here's what I'm going to do instead, and I hope they don't get mad at me. I have Factor. I use Factor at my house. Obviously, I'm married. I've got two kids. They're growing boys, 16 and 14. I'm 53. I don't want to get fat, but I want to eat well while I work out. Factor has been a godsend. I swear. Every Tuesday, a new box comes in. I can't wait to open it up. 35 different types of meals. Got something like 60 add-ons to choose from every week. If you got wellness goals, you can crush them. Your day's food to start, you know, it's important. It's delicious with Factor. Their foods are so good. Different, I think the 6 menu preferences that I choose from via email, and then I change out my menu every week. It's perfect. Head to factormeals.com to find out what I'm talking about. You're going to want to do this now, and you're going to get a huge, huge discount. Thanks to me, guys. Thanks to me. Head to factormeals.com/Cameron50 and use code Cameron50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code Cameron50 at factormeals.com/Cameron50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Tom, let's take a look. Hear from, for those listening on the radio, from Jacob Rizzi, the young man from Harvard, offensive lineman. Kind of curious for people to hear his thoughts on where he'll be playing, what positions. You know, you never know what to expect with a guy from Harvard. Guys who come from lower divisions of football, if you will. But at the same time, you get a leg up if you're smart, and he's a big dude. So let's hear from him here, and then we'll respond to that.
Hey, good morning. So you said you played right tackle, guard, center, tackle. What have you talked with the coaches about where you might start, or is it cross-training type of thing?
Yeah, that's a great question. Right now I'm taking a lot of center reps. Just being able to snap the ball is kind of the only real live thing I can practice with what we're doing. But ultimately, interior is going to be where I'm going to compete. Tackle was what I played for 2 years. I played a little guard during spring ball at my time at Harvard, but in one game my sophomore year. But ultimately, interior is what I'm going to be competing for.
You know, the coaching staff added two other transfers that play the interior of the line with Richie as well as TJ. For you having 2 years left, if you only had 1 year left, would that have changed the calculus you use in your head to figure out where you wanted to play college football? And I guess I know you want to compete and you're not going to compete to back up. But I mean, how much of a starting job is in the front of your mind this season?
Yeah, that's a great question. If I had 1 year, wouldn't have changed anything. Hopefully I have a bang up job this year and get to go to the NFL and only use 1 year. If I have to use two, so be it. This is a great place to be for 2 years. I like to compete. I want to win jobs. It doesn't really matter who's in front of me or who's whatever the deal is, if guys got here earlier. But the great part about Florida State's O-line room is it's very competitive, but it's a group of brothers. Everyone is like-minded in terms of wanting to win football games, and that's the best part about football. So that's another reason as to why I came here. So ultimately, I'm going to compete my tail off, and whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, there he is. And a chance to hear from Jacob Rizzi, who, again, Tom, I don't know what your expectation is. I just know that it certainly helps to hear a kid talk about taking a lot of reps at center. We've needed to find a backup center for some time. Who knows? Maybe he shocks us all and he's elite, and next thing you know, he's a starter. But I don't want to exclude the kid's opportunity. But 2 years is nice to have a kid, right, so he can continue in this weight program, kind of learn the ropes, if you will. It's certainly going to be a huge step up in terms of overall strength and team speed that he'll be facing. So it might take a year to adjust. But if he's physically gifted enough, we know he's smart enough, and I'm assuming that he's a hard worker. So there's reason to believe that maybe that's a plus to this team. It's you're not surprised to hear him handle a press conference well, but at the same time, I'm just nothing but curious. I have no idea what to expect about him. I don't think any of us do. It's impossible to look at the tape at Harvard and really know anything because of the level of competition they're facing. So I won't know until we get out there and first time he goes against Farmer or Jackson. You get a real good indicator where he's at physically.
Well, if he wins any one of those reps this early, then he's going to be your starting center. I don't know that he will, but he's got the size that you would take a chance on at the very least. 6'5", I mean, it's good height for an interior offensive lineman, 300 pounds, 6'5". He's an X factor for the next couple of years, and he's focusing on the interior. That's what we're going to need. Leonard and Ferguson and maybe Keandre. I forget where Keandre is in terms of his eligibility left, but you're going to lose at least two guys in the interior that way. Darius Washington, you're going to lose. I know he's a tackle now, but I mean, I think at a pinch, if you had a really good tackle situation, he would play interior as well. There is an exit strategy that you need to map out when Maurice Smith can't play anymore. And we've had many years to have that exit plan.
Yes.
And we've cultivated zero options.
Yeah. What world are we living in, Tom, where Maurice Smith is not starting at center for Florida State, sir? It's been 15 years. 15 happy years my man's been at center. Good Lord. Yeah. I mean, and he has been a rugged warrior.
Is it that Maurice has to leave for us to get into a Power 2 conference? Maybe that's what it is. You know, it's just that they're waiting. These other conferences are waiting for Maurice to exhaust his eligibility, along with Robert Scott, who's been here since 1974.
And is back.
Yeah. He's back. I'm looking through the depth chart now, and we know that Stickle had been holding it down. We joke about that, but he had been holding
it down. Hang in there, Stickle.
He helped us orchestrate a practice that didn't require, you know, non-contact jerseys to go on. So you'd like to have something better than that as your backup center option for the season and perhaps starting next year at that position. So, This is an important role that he could potentially come in and earn. And again, Florida State listing him at 6'5", 305 pounds. We'll see what the initial roster size is when a month from now, because clearly Elijah Moore's done enough work for him to be listed differently at 207. So we'll see. But I love that size for the interior. And I'm looking right now. TJ Ferguson would be available next year as well. He's a redshirt junior. But you've got to have options at center beyond Maurice Smith. And I think this is, you got a chance here. We'll know in a few weeks about how he handles Power 5 defensive interior.
We've been talking about it a long time, man. And it is frustrating. They haven't been able to find a center. They haven't been able to find a guy. Now I get it. A lot of times kids that you recruit in high school, you're not necessarily recruiting specifically because they played center. A lot of those guys end up playing guard or playing somewhere else along the offensive line. That's not always the case that you go out and scout a kid and say, oh, he is a center. There are a lot of linemen that you look at and say he could play center. And then you bring him in and you hope to, you know, switch him around and get him cross-trained, as you said. But they've got to find a way to do this sooner rather than later. By the way, my friends at Tried and True Consulting are looking for businesses that are actively looking to utilize wall space and or if you have an existing television and want to generate revenue. Don and Joe, my guys, the Tried and True ad program will give you the much-needed boost and exposure your company and services for people that you're reaching out to in that waiting room on a regular basis need, whether you have the space or you want to sell more businesses, you can do that. You can certainly do that with the Tried and True program, ad board program. Go ahead and get it. And before we end, there it is, Tried and True Consulting. You can scan for more information with the QR code there. I mention them a lot because they're great to do business with and they're having success. They have found their way into the Tallahassee market. I just found about another business that signed on with Tried and True because of the offer. Knowles helping Knowles and 10% of their net revenue going to the Battle's End, buddy. The Battle's End, which had a huge plus this week when the announcement that Luke Clanton again is coming back and will be proudly sporting that Battle's End patch. Wouldn't it be cool if that kid comes back and they do win the national title? Think of all the money that he's eschewing and deciding to come back and said, look, it's a simple thing. I want to win a national title. That's it. That's all. It'd be pretty awesome. As he was asked about it repeatedly, he seems pretty hell-bent on making sure he's back here for a final season. Saw where Trey Jones, even though he's on vacation overseas in Europe, was retweeting the young man and hearting all of his comments. So I guess he will be back after all. And you can finish in the top 10 on the PGA Tour in consecutive weeks. You'd like to think we might be back in the same position we were in a year ago or this most recently in the loss to Auburn. I'm rooting for it.
Yeah, you know, of all the things that's happened over the summer, there's a lot of runs at national championships or, you know, College World Series versus a college golf national championship. I'm always in on the beach volleyball. I know our tennis program won the ACC for the first time and made it. Did they make it as far as the Elite Eight? I think that's Sweet 16 or Elite Eight. So you're watching all these things and they come and they go, but the golf one hasn't left me yet. That one still stings. That one hurts. Felt like we were going to win the Natty this year, buddy. And when you consider last year that we had a real chance as well, I mean, Trey has been on the precipice a couple of times here in the last two seasons. And if Luke can get that job done, there might be a lot of you in the chat right now that say, don't care. I do. I would love a golf national championship. I would love to see that.
I've wanted it for a while. Say goodbye, chat. It's been fun. We're going to do probables today. I don't want to exclude probables anymore. getting down to the All-Star break. It's coming up. So it's been good. It's been good. Have fun.
It's time.